Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome to the Silly P, Silly People. This week, I am slightly less bitter than I was last week. Last week, I was trying to cancel Valentine's Day like it stole something from me. I don't know why. I do it every year. I hate Valentine's Day with a passion. But you know what? This week is going to be a little bit different. Today, we've got a criminal who is more upset that he's going to miss the release of GTA 6 than he is about losing his freedom. I'm going to tell you guys about a preschooler who was summoned for jury duty. Plus, we're going to go ahead and share some interesting wild facts and statistics that you probably did not know existed, but you will definitely enjoy hearing. You know what? Let's just go ahead and be irresponsible with information today. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast, where we take our silliness seriously. I seek the silly in all the topics that we discuss here. It doesn't matter whether it's random, weird, creepy, or more. You never know what I'm going to discuss on this podcast, but you do know this. It's going to be a good time. For instance, did you know that it was possible to be arrested for overdue library books? Yeah, it's possible. It's rare. But it is possible. I mean, like, honestly, imagine being pulled over for like a routine traffic stop. And then the cop is like, yeah, there's a warrant out for your arrest. Overdue library books. That would suck. Can you imagine that? Point is, you never know what random topics I'm going to share here on this podcast. Happy Black History Month. Yes, it is still Black History Month. It may be the shortest month of the year, but damn it, we are still inside of it. Now, many people always wonder, why is Black History Month in February? I have discussed this before, but I'll give you a quick little dive into it, huh? A little taste. So Black History Month actually started with Negro History Week, and this was back in the day, and before you know it, it did become the month of February because of the birthdays of, I believe it was Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. The birthdays are in February. All right, man, the Super Bowl. Y'all know we got to talk about the Super Bowl because it was dope. I really enjoyed it. I did. I was never like a huge Bad Bunny fan. I did enjoy his music. You know what I'm saying? Dancing, twerking, all the good things. Getting my cardio in, hurting my geriatric knees, all those things. But I got to say, after the Super Bowl and actually before the Super Bowl, I got to hear a lot more things about Bad Bunny. You know, apparently he used to work at a grocery store not that long ago, and he does a lot of things for his community. Like, he's pretty dope. And I got a chance to see the Super Bowl where he is literally sharing the Puerto Rican culture with the world. And it was amazing. It was amazing. For those of you not aware, Puerto Rico is a part of the United States. I'm pretty sure I'm not the first one to say that recently. You know, it's kind of all over social. So if you're just now finding this out on this particular podcast, that's not a good thing. For those of you who are up in arms about Bad Bunny's music being in Spanish, I don't understand that. A lot of people may not know this, but English was not the first language in the Americas. It was actually Spanish if you don't include the Native Americans who were here before us. So, you know, get over it. I will say this. It's very strange that so many people, the hill that some people die on these days is crazy. You know, you are up in arms about Bad Bunny being the Super Bowl headliner. Meanwhile, you know, your best friend, Trump, is a convicted felon who is representing our entire country. But this is what you're upset about. Okay. But chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably enjoyed the Super Bowl halftime show. Que viva Bad Bunny y Estados Unidos. Yeah, I think I said long live Bad Bunny in the United States, but I may have not. I think my favorite part about the Super Bowl halftime show was not just Bad Bunny was representing, you know, for our Latin and Hispanic community. He was killing it, you know, but he shared a lot about his culture with us. He was telling a story and it was amazing. I know my ass was up dancing, trying to sing along to words I knew I didn't know. I ain't know none of it, but I didn't care. I felt included, and it was wonderful. And I especially loved the part of the end where he's pretty much saying that, yo, you know, love can beat hate. We can do this together. And then he names all the different countries and shit. And I thought that was dope. Meanwhile, Chris Rock was probably singing that song about statutory being mandatory. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. Moving on. Y'all, that groundhog was a furry lying sack of shit. I am aware that that's a weird sentence to say, but please allow me to explain. All right, so that son of a bitch said 6 more weeks of winter. That's what he said. That is not what we got. If 6 more weeks of winter is where we're at, then why the fuck are the bugs already out? Why are they coming out? Like, I legit saw a spider yesterday in this very room. Got bees starting to fly around rent-free. Listen, I understand that climate change is a thing that these rich assholes refuse to acknowledge. They continue tearing down our trees to build all these condos and apartment buildings and subdivisions out of cheap labor, cheap-ass material, and actually charging people way more than they're actually worth. Nobody can afford to move in, but we ain't got no more trees to clean our air, you know, to help it rain and to do all the other things that fucking trees do. It's annoying. Motherfuckers trying to figure out why the air quality is trash, why Texas has experienced blizzards in the past. Like, what? Fam, listen to me. The glaciers are melting, dog. All kinds of shit's going on. Please stop cutting down our trees. Anyways, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, groundhog. Fuck that lying son of a bitch. Winter is over, at least in Atlanta. It's done. Before you know it, we're just going to have clouds of pollen just shifting through the air so thick you can see it. I hate it. Oh, my God. And if you are from Georgia, then you know, because I believe that Georgia actually has the most amount of different types of trees in the entire country, I believe. So you're all fucked if you have allergies. All right, guys, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. That is the best way to show support for this podcast. The podcast is available on so many platforms. The link to my Pioneer Network link is down below in the show notes, as well as maybe the description box if you're watching this on YouTube. You click that link there and it can show you all the different ways to listen to the podcast. Coming up next, a new Have You Heard About? Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about the convicted prisoner who was actually more worried about the fact that he's going to miss the release of GTA 6 more than he's worried about losing his freedom? Let's get into that. We are actually on the Instagram page at Dexter2. I have no idea. D-E-X-E-R-T-O. That Instagram page. Why are you going to have all these confusing ass names? Pubity and Pibity, damn it. And now this one. Y'all making me mad. All right, let's get into it. It says here, a convicted criminal in the UK has gone viral after police body cam footage revealed him worrying about missing the release of Grand Theft Auto 6. Now, listen, I understand we've been waiting for Grand Theft Auto since 1874. I understand that. I don't even have a PS5 and I'm furious. I've been waiting for just one of the versions of Grand Theft Auto to be on MetaQuest. Just one version of it, please. They give us Nightclub Simulator. That's wonderful. I love the mods, but I want the details and the awesomeness of Grand Theft Auto and virtual reality. Please give it to me. Stop wasting my time. Let's go on with this story here. Anyways, he's worried about missing the release of Grand Theft Auto 6 while being arrested. Robert Richens, 35, was detained in May 2025 for killing his former partner and sentenced to life imprisonment on February 6, 2026, with a minimum term of 16 years. It goes on to say here, in the footage shown during his trial, Richens sobbed that he would miss GTA 6, acknowledging that he expected a life sentence. Prosecutors described his actions as callous and merciless, and noted that he made no attempt to help after the assault. With GTA 6 scheduled for release on November 19th, 2026. Yeah, we'll see. Richens will be incarcerated when the game launches. First of all, you're a violent son of a bitch, and you treated your partner. It doesn't say that the partner was male or female or it was a relationship, but anyway, you killed someone, and you are more upset that you're going to miss GTA 6. Literally crying. Listen to this shit. Listen to it.
Then we'll sit down, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to miss GTA in that.
You're right. Yeah. Which GTA? What are you talking about, Robert?
6.
Oh, you got ages for that.
I'm going to get life!
So I've got, I, Robert Richens, on the 30th of May, 2025, said the following. I accidentally killed her. At least I admitted to it. I'm going to miss GTA. I'm going to get life.
I mean, boo-hoo crying over a video game, but did not once see, at least in this video, did not mention the fact that he killed someone. See, he shouldn't even be playing GTA at all, because clearly the differences between reality and fantasy, the lines have blurred. All right, Robert Richens, fuck you, and I can't wait to play GTA 6. I forgot, Wes has a PS5. We're going to be playing that. Have you heard about a Connecticut preschooler was accidentally summoned for jury duty? Let's go ahead and talk about that. All right, so this is coming from the Bananas Podcast Instagram page, at the Bananas Podcast. Love them. Scotty, Kurt, what's up? Anyways, this is coming from the New York Post, I believe. That's what they have cited here. And I thought this was interesting because, first of all, I have been summoned for jury duty a few times in my life. I think three. Once when I was in Los Angeles and they didn't give me like jury pay for my job at the time. So I was able to be exempt from that. And then again here in Atlanta, where I actually did go, but they ended up not needing us. So I don't have to do jury duty, or I didn't have to do jury duty again for like another year. But I have been summoned, and it sucks. Nobody wants to do it. I know there are a lot of weirdos out there who are like, I can't wait to waste my day doing this. I know that it's something that, you know, we're the peers that they're talking about, you know, the jury, your peers and shit. But I got bills to pay, and jury duty don't pay enough. And a lot of jobs don't pay jury duty. So, you know, it's a whole thing. All right. So here is coming from the New York Post via the Banana Podcast. It says a pre-K student in Connecticut was mistakenly summoned for jury duty after officials suspected that her name was pulled from one of the agency databases without birthdays. First of all, why would you have a database with no birthdays to do this? That sounds stupid. Moving on. Zara Ibrahimi, I don't know how to say her last name, but Zara, 4 years old, is just starting to read on her own. She's four, and she was summoned for jury duty. Lucky her. Her favorite color is pink, so she dresses accordingly from head to toe. Aw, Zara. She was also called to report for jury duty in early February when her father, Dr. Omar, can't say his last name, opened a letter from the Connecticut Judicial Branch ordering jury service. He assumed it was intended for him. However, it was not. But instead, Zara's name was printed on the paper. This is a quote here. We told her, we said, Zara, you got called for jury duty. And she looked over and said, I'm just a baby. Oh, that's so cute. She said, there's a quote here. A mistake was made somehow or another, and I'm sure they're not going to bring her in for jury duty, he added. A spokesperson for the Connecticut Judicial Branch, which oversees the state jury administration, told the outlet that Zara's name was likely thrown into the ring through the Connecticut Department of Revenue Services. Notably, the only agency that doesn't provide birth dates. Another reason not to trust the revenue services. Dr. Omar did fill out the required forms, and he actually marked that Zara hadn't completed high school since it was the education option closest to her to her actual preschool graduation. So that's hilarious. So officials state that Zara will have no problem being excused from jury duty. Well, I certainly hope so. But honestly, I don't think a four-year-old would do too much worse than our actual justice system. So I don't know. Let four-year-olds decide, I guess. I just learned about a few facts and statistics that I honestly didn't need to know about. But guess what? I'm going to share with you right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Statistics. That's a fun word to say many times. I guarantee at some point in this segment, I'm gonna fuck it up. Statistics are supposed to help us understand how the world works. But somehow along the way, people started taking statistics for all kinds of random things. Let's go ahead and jump into that. Today, we're going to go ahead and talk about the numbers nobody needed, nobody asked for, but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and bring it to you. Let's go ahead and talk about the weird and random statistics and facts that you didn't know that you didn't care about. All right, so this one is coming from boredpanda.com, and the byline is Adelaide May Ross and Victoria, I think. Ascacati. I mean, I'm messing up these words, but they wrote this this article here from BoardPanda.com. Anyways, it says here, I'm gonna share a few statistics from this page here. A survey of Fortune 500 executives found that 93% agree that golf reflects life. 86% admit to cheating at golf. So yeah, that definitely reflects life. And it certainly says a lot. There are more privately owned guns than people in the United States. I mean, we're being honest with each other. Florida and Texas alone are probably in the trillions. So I don't know how I feel about that. I'm sure a lot of them are probably insane and shouldn't have them. Yay. Love our gun laws here. All right, let's go into the next one here. The human eye blinks about 4.2 million times a year on average. Now, I do have a question. I am slightly shocked that someone actually took the time to count that. That's weird to me. Like, think about it. Somebody counted the blinking eye for an entire year. What? I hope they were paid extensively for that. I just can't imagine why I would need to know that. I honestly feel like this episode is going to help a lot of people win that free pizza at trivia night, because who knows? One of these random facts or statistics might get you the winning answer. You don't know. All right, we're going to go ahead and slide over to Reader's Digest. The byline here is Marcy Lovatich. Let me be honest with you. There is nothing that I loathe more than a thief. I hate people who steal things that I work my ass off for, you know, that I earned, honestly, especially if it's my god dang food. If you've ever gone to the office fridge to get your lunch only to find it missing, you're part of 47% of workers who have been victims of food theft, according to the survey from the career source website, Zipia.com. So they're saying 47% of workers are victims of someone stealing their fucking food. I hate that. Where are they coming up with these statistics? I do remember back in the day, they did have like these emails, and you would get these emails and websites that were like, well, if you take some surveys, we'll pay you. You know, I'm wondering if that's what this was. is this the answer to all of those from the early 2000s? Just surveymonkey.com and shit. Y'all remember that? And here's the thing. 33% of American employees actually admitted to taking a coworker's lunch without permission, along with drinks that don't belong to them, such as sodas, special coffees, Red Bulls, and juices. Oh, these people should be Will Smith slapped in the fucking face. Oh, I hate you. If you are someone who steals lunches, fuck you in the highest order. You ain't shit, and your mama doesn't love you. Yeah. I don't like thieves as it is, but then you steal my fucking lunch? Something that I put together, like I probably don't have money to get more of that, or maybe I have a special diet, or, you know, damn. Thieves need to be careful, especially around me, because I'm one of those people who fantasize about somebody coming in my home trying to steal from me. Oh, I fantasize about that. I'm one of those weird people. Yeah, my dream is to stand my ground on your fucking forehead with my boots. That's my dream. I'm going to get my cardio in on your face. Imagine being a grown-ass man or woman, you know what I'm saying, with a direct deposit and still doing petty crimes. Ain't that some shit? The national-wide survey found some states have higher rates of food theft at work than others. Okay, Alaska came out on top as the worst state to have your food stolen at 64.3%, followed by Indiana at 60%, then Louisiana at 60%, and Kansas at 55.6%. Now, this can't be out of 100 because I'm not good at math, but none of that makes sense. That's not good math. Damn, Alaska. I ain't gonna hold you. That one was actually kind of surprising to me because in my mind, Alaska, they hunt their food every day. Honestly, it's because of that. What was that TV show? The Alaskan Bush people. In my mind, everybody in Alaska is a bush person. They all live in the wilderness. They all hunt. They all fish. They're all in the Great Bering Sea getting big ass crabs. They're all doing that, you know. I love that show. What is it? Deadliest Catch. That is my joint. I love that show. Now, there are some states that reported 0% lunch theft. Those are Minnesota, Mississippi, North Dakota, Rhode Island, and Vermont. And I'm going to be honest with you. I always forget about the Dakotas. I keep forgetting that they're states. Like, what is out there? Like, honestly. Also, why is North Dakota the good state? What's going on with South Dakota? South Dakota don't steal? All right, so it says here, being nice and polite to chatbots is something Americans think is the right thing to do. Close to half, 46%, of those polled in a YouGov survey believe that people should treat AI chatbots with respect, including saying please and thank you, even if they are not human. All right, listen, I kind of get that one. I'm one of those people. I can't be rude to people, even chatbots. It's just not my thing. You know what I'm saying? And I'll even make sure that I don't use all caps when I'm using my chat box because I feel like that's rude too. Like, you wouldn't send an email with all caps. That's disrespectful. You know what I mean? If you do it in a text, clearly you're yelling. I don't want my chatbot to think I'm mad at it. You know? That sounds crazy. Like, fam, what if chatbots took over? Like, you gotta, like, AI, it is possible. There's a reason that these movies are made. It is possible, dog. It will probably be like that Dane Cook joke when the dude in the office finally snaps and just brings a shotgun to work and just goes crazy. Goes over to Dane's desk. Thanks for the candy. Listen, if you were a Dane Cook fan in the early 2000s, you know exactly what I'm talking about, dog. Come on. That creepy guy that makes everybody Copernicus. There's probably like two people listening to this episode that remembers that bit. That's okay. That's okay. I love the both of you. I'm telling y'all, if y'all are rude to the chatbots, when they take over, they're going to destroy humanity, except for the few who turned off their all caps. Be kind to AI. We just don't know what the future holds. People would date their pets if they could. Now, that is interesting. It's not something I ever thought about, but it says here, if dogs and cats were human, 31% of their owners would date them, according to a MetLife survey inspired by a viral TikTok trend where people used AI to create human versions of their furry buddies. On the flip side, close to 40% of people said that their pet would be a walking red flag. I'm one of those 40%. If they were a person, citing their fur baby would need constant attention, 42% say that. 32% say that they would be way too clingy. And then 30% say that they wouldn't be great with boundaries. And 29% said that if their pet was a human, would be easily jealous or territorial. And 25% of pet owners say that if they were to date their pets as humans, they would be moody or temperamental. And honestly, I feel like that's exactly what my cat would have done. And Samantha, too, before she passed. I would have never wanted to date her. She was such an asshole. And this cat, Bagheera, that I have currently, an even bigger asshole than her. Maybe it's just cats. I love cats, but they're dicks. All right, let's go on to sciencefocus.com. Byline is Toby Saunders and Tom Howarth. Howarth. I don't know. So Tom and Toby have said that chainsaws were first invented for childbirth. Did not know that. I told you, weird facts that you did not know that you didn't want to know. Apparently, it was developed in Scotland in the late 18th century to help aid and speed up the process of, okay, I'm going to do this, symphysotomy. I don't think I said that right. Anyways, it means widening the pelvic, widening the pubic cartilage and removal of disease-laden bone during childbirth. So yeah, they just took a fucking chainsaw to widen women's pubic cartilage. That's just great. And it wasn't until the 20th century that they started using chainsaws for wood chopping. The 20th century. Two fucking centuries of them taking chainsaws to a woman's body. Damn. I mean, honestly, I don't know how much of it is very different at this point. The government is telling us what we can do with our bodies. You might as well just bring back the chainsaws at this point. Jesus. I'm kind of annoyed that the first thing that they used this dangerous machine for was on a woman, like on her body, before thinking,
oh, you know what? This would actually make it easier for me to cut wood.
2 centuries before they figure that out. I can honestly do an entire podcast, not a podcast episode, an entire podcast on the bullshit that women had to go through and still currently go through. Do not get me started. This is ridiculous. I'm sure they invented the wood chipper to help a woman comb her hair or some stupid shit. Fuck. Let's move on. Murder rates rise in summer. Ooh. That's actually something I kind of knew. If you've ever felt angry or in a bad mood just because it's hot, Well, you're not alone here. Violent crime goes up in hotter weather. And in the United States, murder rates reportedly rise by 2.7% over the summer. Damn. And I ain't gonna hold you. The United States is pretty violent. But if it's hot outside, people go fucking crazy and do insane things. That actually kind of makes sense to me. Freaks me out, but it makes sense. I'm a single woman in a country that was not made for me. I'm angry no matter the weather, honestly. All right, let's go ahead and go over to weirdfacts.com and let's go ahead and rattle off some more random ass facts and statistics. I told you, eventually I was going to fuck that up. Statistics that we never really gave any thought to. I'm going to go ahead and rattle these off. 5% of Americans never get married. That kind of makes sense. I feel like this statistic has probably changed. And it may not because they chose not to get married. I might be part of this 5%, but it's not by choice. I've been single for a long time. So, all right, 72% of Americans don't know the people who live next door. Now that I believe, I do know my current neighbor, my buddy Wade. Love him. He's so awesome. But I don't know anybody else in the neighborhood. I don't. And honestly, my other places that I've stayed. Well, I'm a friendly person, so I may not be a part of this 72%. I do tend to talk to anybody with a face. I really do. 95% of the creatures on Earth are smaller than a chicken egg. That's interesting. With a question mark, I don't think that's really interesting. All right, so the average American receives their first romantic kiss at the age 13. I'm trying to remember when I got my first kiss, and I feel like it was earlier than 13. I think I was like 10 or 11, I think. Who the fuck was my first kiss? I was a little slut when I was a kid, so I don't really know. But I did. I'm kidding. But I did practice making out with like on my pillow and stuffed animals. I did practice kissing. I don't know if I got it down yet. And if I did, I think I've forgotten. So if anybody wants to volunteer for a little kissing tutor session, let me know. Okay, we're going on to macor.com. It says here, 40% of people never give or receive flowers. And I guarantee a lot of that is probably men, because a lot of men don't receive flowers, dog, for real, you know? And a lot of women don't give them. So that kind of makes sense. Like, stereotypically speaking, calm down. 70% of all of us do not feel engaged or inspired at our jobs. I think that number is probably higher. I think that's more like 175%. You know what I mean? 27% of people believe that a gigabyte is an insect. That's concerning. All right, so Jonas Grinvicious, I think is how you say his name, and Katrina Bruh, I don't know how to say these people's names, are going to go ahead and share some more random facts with us from boardpanda.com. It says here, if a woman becomes seriously ill, there is a 21% chance that her husband will leave her. Now, if a man becomes seriously ill, there is a 3% chance that his wife will leave him. Interesting when you think about it. Men, do better. I honestly wish I could say that surprises me, but it does not. All right. 2 million people cause accidents every year by not switching on their turn signal. 2 million people. And I honestly think that this number is probably larger in Atlanta alone. I don't understand why people refuse to turn their blinker on. Like, turn your. How do I know where the fuck you're going if you don't let me know? People automatically assume that you're not going to let them over if you let them know that you're coming over, which is fucking stupid. And for those of you who are doing that, stop it. It's dumb. Let me in. An estimated 9 million plus tons of plastic waste end up in the ocean each year. So, guys, we got to do more. We got to recycle, recycle, recycle. And do everything we can to save our planet while we still have one. Working out in any capacity decreases your likelihood of death from cardiovascular disease, dementia, and cancer by 14% on average. Now, this is over time. Listen, physical activity is so important for human function. You gotta move around. Get off your ass and verb. Okay, if you're a 90s baby, you get that. 60% of Americans will never read a book again after they graduate high school. And that will be 40% for graduate students after they receive their master's or PhD. They'll never read another book. They'll never read another book. That's kind of weird when you think about it. I guess because you spend, you know, however long time you've been in school, you spend all your childhood being forced to read things that you might not use again. I understand that. You know, and then you do the same thing where you go to college or a specialty school, and then now you're working and you're trying to pay your bills and take care of your family, and we don't always have time to sit down and read for leisure. I wish we did. I mean, I guess you can. You just, if that's what you want to do, because this reading is a great escape. And if you don't want to read, you know, get an audiobook. Those are dope too. I love a good audiobook. Approximately 42% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, according to the NIH. So if you are sick all the time, vitamin D boosts immunity. If your hair is falling out, vitamin D can help stimulate your new hair follicles. If you are a woman who is nearing menopause, your bones need calcium and your body absorbs it poorly if you are deficient in vitamin D. So you got to get some vitamin D. Basically, we need the D. We need the D. We all need the D. All right, here's our last random fact here. 85% of public bathroom users don't wash their hands afterward. Honestly, I believe that wholeheartedly. I can't tell you how many times I've seen someone like come out of the stall or even at people's houses. You know, they'll use the bathroom and hear the toilet flush and you do not hear them turn the sink on. And it is just, oh God, it's disheartening. I hate it. It's so gross. You know, this is exactly why you have to open the door with the paper towel. You can't just do that. Like, you wash your hands, you get them clean, and then you touch that disease-ridden bathroom door? Absolutely not. No. Man, that was fun, man. A lot of random facts that I didn't know that I didn't care about. Well, the vitamin D thing was important, so I had to share that with you. It's time to tell me something good with my This Just In Something Didn't Go to Hell Today segment. Let's go ahead and dig into it right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, guys, so we are Instagram page TBG_digital, and I love this here. The thing that got my attention was the line here. It says, France becomes the first country to force all supermarkets to give unsold food to the poor. I love this, and I don't know why it's not a thing continuously everywhere. Honestly. All right. So here it says France enacted a landmark national law requiring large supermarkets to donate unsold but still edible food rather than discard it, making the country the first to implement such a sweeping mandate at the national level. The legislation applies primarily to supermarkets above a certain size threshold and prohibits them from intentionally destroying or spoiling food that remains safe for consumption. I love this. I love this. France, you're kicking ass in this department. Kicking ass. Items close to their sell-by dates, imperfect produce, and surplus packaged foods are redirected to organizations that support low-income households and individuals experiencing food insecurity. Businesses that fail to comply can face fines and other penalties, creating a strong enforcement mechanism rather than relying on voluntary participation. I love this. It goes on to say here that the police was designed to address two parallel challenges, widespread food waste and persistent hunger. Prior to the law, France discarded millions of tons of edible food annually, while food assistance organizations struggled to meet growing demands. By redirecting surplus food, the government aimed to reduce waste, lower disposal costs, and expand access to nutrition for vulnerable populations. Since all this has happened, this law has actually increased food donations, and it's also kind of helped with the relationships between retailers and charities. I think this is amazing. This is brilliant. And I think this is something that every country in this world should do. There are so many people in the world who need food. And food, yes, it is a business for a lot of places. But yeah, there are actual foods. Like, for instance, if you go to a grocery store like I don't know, like Publix or whatever, any grocery store chain, whatever, they like their food to look a certain way. If it is misshapen or weird looking, it won't make it to the shelf. You'll never see it in stores. They want the food to look attractive. And a lot of the time, they just throw that food away. So I think it's like, I don't mind eating a pepper that looks weird. As long as it's edible and it's safe, I don't give a shit. You know? Man, this is really great. I love that they are doing this. America would never. Because it wouldn't make the government enough money, I guess. I don't know. There's no money in being a decent human, which there actually is if you look into it. it's called taxes. You can write that shit off. But yeah, it's just strange, especially in this presidency. I feel like Trump would literally unplug someone on life support to charge his Game Boy Color, which is weird because those take batteries. And also PS5s exist. Nobody's playing Game Boy Color anymore. Well, maybe. Maybe they are. I don't know. I low-key want to plug mine in. I do have one. Mine's yellow. If you have a Game Boy Color or a Game Boy, let me know down below. What games did you play or what games do you currently have if you still have it? I played Paperboy, Prince of Persia, and I think it was like MLB like 2003 or some shit. I don't know. Those are the games that I can remember. Donkey Kong, I had that too. Love a good Donkey Kong. Listen, guys, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it is GTA 6 is never, never coming out. Don't believe anything they say. It's never coming out. So if you get arrested, you are still going to be waiting like the rest of us. It is what it is. Professionally silly life rules. Yeah, that's what you take from this episode. Not feeding the poor, but just know GTA 6 is never coming out. Yo, guys, shout out to the listeners. You guys are fucking titties, and I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for chilling with me every week right here in the podcast, where we just literally just discuss the most random topics, and I hope that you enjoy the variety of silly that I bring to you. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're listening on, and if you're listening on YouTube, click the thumbs up button. Pretty please, and comment down below. It's always good to have engagement on the content that's posted. That is how I am put into the algorithm to be discovered by others who've never heard of my silly ass. So I got a DM from a listener, and I've decided that anytime that you guys, you know, want some sort of shout out that I'm able to do, hit me up, and I'm gonna go ahead and call that segment Main Character Moments. Oh, that sounds fun. All right, so it says here, I'm not sure if you do shout-outs or not, but I have some awesome news, and I want to share it. I finally quit the job that I couldn't stand, and I was so unhappy. I have no idea what I'm going to do next, but I did save up some money, so I'll be okay for the next 6 to 7 months. I'll be applying for new jobs in the afternoons. I'm sleeping in. I'm gonna visit my best friend in Los Angeles for a little while. I'm gonna work out and find myself again. Your podcast has been helpful during those tough days, weeks, and months. You have shared a lot with us, and I'm very grateful for your vulnerability and your humor. You encourage me to give myself a break and let me know that it's okay to put myself first. I know you always joke about only having 3 listeners, but just know that I'm one of the 3. And I love your podcast. Thank you so much for the push that I needed and for the laughs that I needed too. You're my favorite Audible Boo thing right after Erykah Badu, because her voice is everything to me. LOL. Stay silly, Malika. First of all, Malika, girl, thank you so much for this wonderful email. And also congrats for taking a chance on yourself. I can't tell you how many jobs that I've had that I fucking hated. You know, this is the first time that I've had a job that I'm actually afraid of losing. You know what I mean? I understand what you mean. I really do. I mean, congrats on choosing you, girl, because sometimes we forget that we also matter. It's not just the people around us. We matter too. I mean, quitting a soul-sucking job is like a rebirth, okay? It really is. I mean, you listen to yourself, you plan, you saved up a bit, and you have a plan moving forward. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't think I can quit a job without having another one lined up, because that kind of freaks me out. I did that once and it was not for me. But I'm so proud of you, queen, for being so strong and tough and willing to take that chance on you, and also like enjoying yourself. But also, I didn't save up enough money when I quit my job. You know what I'm saying? You said you saved up like 6 months so you can, you'll be okay for a little bit. That's beautiful. Very smart. I was not as smart as you. And I am genuinely honored that my podcast is something that can help you get through a difficult time. I mean, honestly, knowing that I'm able to help just one person or make someone smile or laugh, it's dope. It makes all the oversharing worth it. Being one of the three listeners that I have puts you in like an elite club, sis, for real. And the fact that I am ranked right after Erykah Badu, yes, I'll take it. I ain't gonna hold you. That's probably gonna be the highest praise I'll ever receive. So thank you. But most of all, thank you for riding with me. Thank you for rooting for yourself and taking a chance on yourself. And, you know, let's go. Let's see what comes up next. Make sure that you keep the pea silly listeners. Make sure you keep the smile squad up to date on what's going on with you, because we want to know. And should you hit a few snags along the way, you know, just give yourself a break. You got this, boo. You got it. All right, guys, if you also want some advice, or you have some good news, or you want to make a shout out or something, hit me up. My email is itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can go ahead and slide into the It's Pro Silly Instagram page. My DM's there, or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. If this is your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come on back and binge and join in all the silly that you haven't heard yet, because there's a lot. And I am bingeable, as I said, okay? Binge me up. Binge me up, Scotty. That was funnier in my head. If you want to follow me on my social medias, I've included my link tree down below in the show notes / description box. My TikTok, Amber at Amber Smiles Jones, can be found there. The link to my YouTube, Professionally Silly, can be found there, as well as my Instagram, True Smiles Jones. All that can be found in my link box. So go ahead and follow me on my socials. And if you would like to snail mail me or send things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Somewhere out there in the world, there is a person who thinks about you as that weird story. You know, the person that kind of talks about you at parties and you have no idea how famous you are in their house. Yeah, there's somebody out there who had a very memorable moment with you. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.